private investigator Christine Davis with Advanced Investigations in studio.
Hello.
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 Tracy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I found out my ex was cheating from the mailman.
He was having a affair with the mailman? Good heavens.
Was he knocking twice?
No, I was home one day, and he asked, he says, are you going to have your mail forwarded too? And I said, no. And apparently my ex had had his mail forwarded to a post office box.
Oops.
And
wow.
that included the phone bill that had the itemized phone calls on it.
Whoa.
Next thing you know, the mailman got run over by a car.
Imagine the mailman shows up one day and is like, hey, I've been sleeping with your husband.
They know what's going on. Yeah, they know what's going on.
That's true.
The mailman.
Right. That seems
use
like...
Use your resources.
Is that high-level stuff, would you say, Christine? Like that, having a
that's
your
definitely
own post
interesting.
Office box?
Yeah. I think that's the first that I've heard of that.
I would think Amazon. I got a good package for you.
Yeah. I think I hope your mailman got a good Christmas bonus that year.
The whole $20, yeah.
Why? He ruined her
he
life.
Did.
Why? He literally, if he never said anything, they would have been completely still happy together.
Right.
That mailman ruined her peace.
It's better to know than not know. And that's definitely some of the things that, you know, we come across too, is people just want the answer. Like, they're like, I'd rather just know the truth and, you know, cut the ties.
My lawyer needs to know why.
I was glad to find out at the time. And then after he left, all the neighbors were coming over and saying, oh, you know, he was doing this and that. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me this before?
Wow.
Why were you waiting? Yeah,
people don't want to get involved.
It was more fun that way.
Yeah.
Those types of situations can become very explosive.
Yeah.
So that's a sneaky situation.
So mailman tells you. Then what happens?
Then we had it out when he came home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ginger sent it in.
Did he admit it? Was he forthcoming?
He admitted it after I had the copy of the phone bill, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you get the phone bill? Did the mailman give you mail that's not yours to open?
Uh-oh.
Because I'm pretty sure
you're digging a hole
that's
over
illegal.
There.
No, you probably
you're
called the phone company and said,
"Mass defense attorney,
I want a copy of my bill."
That's I'm what here, I did. Yeah,
I'm here on behalf of the husband who cheated.
How long was the affair going on? Did you ever find that out?
I believe it was a couple of months. I'm not sure. I didn't put that much effort into it once I knew it was taking place.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at that point.
At least three bills.
Yeah. It's funny. I'll bet you that somewhere in your gut you knew something was happening. Something was going on.
Yeah, with hindsight's 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Hindsight. Yep. Damn it. Okay. That's what I got wrong.
The light bulb just went off.
That was foresight.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye.
Do you feel like that most people know? Like
most people have a solid gut feeling, and I am a
By the time they call
believer.
You, they have a feeling. They're not calling you saying, I think everything's fine, but I want to go check it out. I want to pay you to go check it out.
I want to make sure I'm happy.
By the time they call you, they have a really good sense
They've
that it's happening.
They've got a feeling. I'm a big believer in trusting your gut, and you know something's wrong. Whether it might be big, it might be just something little. But
might be gas.
Could be gas.
Could be gas.
But you got to go with it. Most of the phone calls we get, and people are so... kind of shy, and but you get it, like they're nervous, it's probably something they've never done before, and they reach out to us and they're like, something's wrong, I feel this. You know, they've been acting secretly, they've been spending more time away from home,
working late,
I just need to
all
figure out what's going on,
these work projects or other things, or spending time with friends.
Exactly.
Or that classic awkward, like,
I have a work function to go to and I have to stay at the office late tonight.
Did you ever find out they were just like playing a surprise party for somebody, you know, all this time? Like,
I wish
I bought you a brand new car, the unsatisfied wench.
The private investigator's like, I really shouldn't tell you what's going on.
Oh,
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
I've been working as a clown to pay for college for the kids.
How'd the surveillance go? Well, he was out and about all night, but he wasn't with another person.
He had party
streamers. At the car dealership. No, I wish we would have good endings like that. You know, it's when we get on these cases, we get just as attached to them as, you know, the clients can be. It's like we want to find the information for you just as much as you want us to find it.
Mm-hmm. Joe, Long Island.
Yeah, I found out, unfortunately, or fortunately, as it turned out, had been going through some deleted photos on her phone. We had taken a bunch of family photos that day and were deleting the bad ones. And I went back to see, like, hey, let me go back through those again. And then I came across a few, you know, scantily clad photos. And I'm like, huh, I don't remember getting those.
I don't remember sending one of those kind of pictures. I look good, though.
Hey, who are these for?
Yeah. Check the deleted photos. Check the because they'll delete the photos, but then not delete the deleted photos. There's a folder on your phone that has them.
Yeah, I think it holds them for like 30 days.
That is a good point that a lot of people don't know about. Once you delete photos, they're not necessarily deleted.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Right.
And we will find them if we have access to that phone.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yep. But it all worked out for the better, so that's okay.
Yeah. No, good. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Talking about signs or how you found out the other one was cheating, 203-882-9757. So you got cell phone, you got social media. What are some other signs?
They have a family. Another family.
I'll bet you. So, okay, go ahead. No, have something on that.
So that actually happened.
Thank you.
I think it was like some point last year, we got a call from another investigator. So we have investigators all over the country. And, you know, we're a big team. We're a big family. We reach out to each other. There's a bunch of different organizations. You know, like NCISS, WADE, which is a World Association of Detectives. We all reach out to each other when we have certain cases. We have questions. We need help on something. And we got a phone call from an investigator out of state. And his client, the wife, was like, my husband's been coming up to Connecticut, you know, on a regular basis, spending the weekends up there. It's always for a work function or something, but, you know, just something doesn't sit right with me. And we caught him actually at this woman's house with her kids. They ended up having a birthday party for the kid. And we got the guy going out and buying the presents and getting the cake and picking up the balloons. He was
having another life.
A whole second life.
Wow.
With this woman and her kids.
Multitasking.
Up here. So it's not even like, you know, they're going out to dinner. They're spending the night at a hotel.
Man, I can't even handle one wife. I'm going to handle two.
Like,
and just kids. Kidding, hon.
And kids and balloons.
Her whole family was there. We started seeing all these cars coming from out of state, and they threw a big backyard.
So he knew the whole family.
He knew the whole family.
And they knew him.
It's been going on for a while.
So it was when we saw that, that was one of those like jaw-dropping. We're like, oh my goodness, this is like legit. And then it's great that we find stuff like that, but then having to go back to the client and be like, I'm sorry.
He's got a family.
Yeah, it's more than what we initially thought.
But he said he was impotent.
Yeah, that has to be one of the signs too, just so sex starts dialing down at home.
Yes, so your home life.
Or and she's actually, getting it somewhere else.
It can go both ways. Sometimes they will be less intimate at home because they're getting it somewhere else, but sometimes they'll try to like overcompensate at home.
Uh-huh.
So it's more frequently because they feel bad that they're also getting
it. Right, that person's really tired.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work. Jim in Fairfield.
Yeah, it's still still makes me feel a little funny, like when the cop's pulling you over to talk about it. I caught her. She was in the bathroom. She had the hairdryer going with the shower going, and she always gets real dialed up. I was engaged. I was 27. It's a long time ago. And I said, wow, that's kind of weird, you know. And
the shower and the hairdryer at the same time.
I don't think she can commit suicide.
Yeah.
Zap.
Yeah. Yeah, we were engaged, and I was so blindly in love, I didn't want to know anything. I followed her down to the bookstore, and I met this monster guy, and he's wearing his work boots, and I'm like, oh, my God, now I'm shaking.
At a bookstore, right?
At a bookstore. Huh. I'm gonna have to confront this guy, and I did. I confronted him, and I said, listen, she's got a ring on. She's with me. I said, she lives with me. She's engaged. Leave her alone. And that was like, you know, he mouthed off a little bit, but that's about as far as it went. And then I found later that she was pregnant with another guy.
Well,
not the work boot guy.
Right. Now, work boot guy's confronted that person saying, hey, I'm the guy who has her from the other guy. I'm wearing work boots and your guy is pregnant.
Yeah.
Then we find another guy.
Walt put their picture in it the other day. I said, oh, my.
Wow. Well, you know what? That was the greatest thing that could have happened to you, right?
Right.
Because you didn't get married.
Right. Yeah. Are you and the work boot guy friends now because you both were cheated on?
No.
No? Okay.
No, we're not.
That'd make a great sitcom.
I was like, that's a movie in the making.
I did see him. I did see him for a little while because I used to work right next to his house, so I would see him running around. And, you know, that was, I'd look at him, he'd look at me, and that was it.
Yep. But, and what's she doing now?
I don't know. She's bouncing around.
That's the right answer.
Bouncing around.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's been her whole life. Yeah.
Last I heard, she got arrested with a bunch of 20-year-olds, and she was older than me, so wow. I don't even know.
Okay.
Wow. Wine and beer.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, you escaped the bullet.
Yeah, look at that. See?
Yeah, I did.
You sound like you're still sad, though. You still sound like, I lost the love of my life.
It's definitely a tough situation.
Yeah. It's never happened.
I'd like to feel like somebody again, that's all.
What's that?
I'd like to feel like that about somebody again.
Oh, right. Wow. She wrecked it for you.
She did.
It's
a pair of work boots to think of her.
You're just full of love and like, man, this is so great. And then they smashed it out of you. Bam, 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 bam.
Damn work boots.
You've never been the same.
Damn your work boots. Damn
wow.
You.
Right.
Damn work boots.
Same pattern.
You guys have a great show. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Did you ever get married?
No.
Wow.
No, looking for a guy in flip-flops.
But I did bring a very nice lady to your Monsters Ball. We had a great time.
Nice.
Great. Okay, great. You just never opened yourself up to feel that way about anyone again because you just don't trust anyone now.
Just don't wear work boots on this guy.
I don't. Get
look at her shaking her head. Yes. That looks like she's a bobblehead in a Jeep. All right. I got to go, Jim. I got something better here.
On a rough road.
Yeah. All right. Christine, what? Did that happen to you? Is that why you're a private investigator? Is that how you got into the business?
It's not, but it's actually funny because I did back in high school. I caught my boyfriend at the time with my best friend's younger sister.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sounds like a car song, doesn't it? My best friend's younger sister's.
Yeah.
So that was my first experience with the cheating. Definitely a tough one, but I came back after that. But now after being in the field for a couple of years, you know, I am happily single and I get it. Trust is a big issue when it comes to relationships.
Right. So after all of the stuff you see at work, you're like, yeah, I'm good with this relationship.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I am good. Oh, I go to bed at night knowing there's nobody cheating on me.
Yeah. Wow. That's something.
Grilled, though.
I will be the first person. Any of my friends come to me like, hey, I started talking to this new guy. I'm like, hold on. What's his name?
Right.
What's his phone number? Where's he live?
She vets him for it.
Well, it's interesting that a lot of people, when they start dating, they don't Google the person's name. They do no background. They just
they
believe
nothing.
Whatever the person
says. It's okay.
Says.
He's on some kind of list.
He's got tons of money. You know, he comes from a wealthy family. He does this. He's got a great job in the city. And like, no, that's not a great job. That's his mistress.
What the hell was that show on Netflix where that guy was just screwing all these women out of money? He was acting like he was in love with them.
Tinder swindler.
Thank you. That is it.
Wow. Gimmicky. Nice. He swiped left and your money.
Dan in Norwalk.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good.
Hello.
Yeah, so I found out through the television. Basically, it's not like she was on the TV, but her laptop was plugged into the TV because I don't have an Apple TV or anything like that. So I normally had my laptop plugged in, but today it was her turn, and she wanted me to find a movie, and iMessage popped up on the screen from Josh.
Oh.
Oh.
I was sitting next to her. I was like, so who's this guy? yeah. Yep, and I was like, oh, and she's like trying to like get the remote from me, so I just picked up the laptop.
Oh,
wow.
When you first said television, thinking of the butt prints on it.
Yeah, I was like,
I was like, wait, what kind of video did you just pull off?
Was it like a console TV?
Hold on.
Yeah.
So you took the laptop, and what did you do with it?
Oh, I just took the laptop, and I just scrolled real fast through, and it said, I just opened the message, and it said, oh, I had a great time with you on Thursday.
Yikes.
Can't wait to see you again. And I was like, oh, yeah, you can see him again. And I was like, you can get out.
Right.
What did she tell you she was doing on Thursday?
Her dad.
Oh, she was dumbstruck.
No.
Dumbfounded and starstruck in the
right.
same.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. No, what did she tell you she was doing on Thursday?
I had no idea. I was working late. You know, I just like check in every once in a while. We were actually living together at the time.
That's tough.
Well.
Yep. 6-year relationship caught after living together for a year. And I was like, yeah, you can just leave.
See, apples are evil.
That's so scary.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm an Android user.
There you go.
That's so scary.
Evil apples.
6 years.
All right, Dan, thank you.
Well, 6 years.
Down the drain.
With somebody.
Gone.
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 Horrible. And you think you know the person.
Right.
It's like, there's Josh.
Oh, my gosh. See,
like Josh.
I'm very surprised people could like stay positive about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if that ever happened to me, I would.
But you heard Murder the last song? Guy. He was still sad.
I would not be. I couldn't live with myself, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, you know, a blessing in disguise, because as much as you don't want to have to deal with that situation, it's better to find out than to continue your life living in that lie.
Yeah.
You know, it would be really nice if the person would just say, you know, I'm not feeling it anymore. I think I like to date other people.
Right.
That would be
exactly. Exactly.
As painful as that is, it's way less painful than, you know.
Just be honest.
Yeah, just be honest.
What were they feeling earlier?
Just curious. Jen in Plainville.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You sound mad.
Hello, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hello.
I'm calling because I was dating this guy for about a year and a half, and he gave me an engagement ring. I mean, got rid of all my furniture, packed it all up, ready to move in with him, got to location, and he said, well, it's going to be another week. So I found a place for a week, and I had him watch my dogs because I had to do a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
And I got a phone call from this lady. Why are your dogs at my house? And I said, I don't know, my boyfriend's supposed to have my dog. She goes, well, I got the number off the tag, and I just want to let you know that he's engaged to me.
Oh.
And then as
that
we
dog.
Started talking, we all gave him money. I mean, I lost $10,000 over this guy because I thought, you know, when you're with somebody, you're supposed to help them out. Apparently, I was just paying for other women so he could go out with other women because there were not only that one, but four other.
Four!
It was like
wow.
A miss.
The whole pack.
Four. And we also got these fake cheap engagement rings. All the same. And
wow.
We find out he
Boy,
said he was divorced.
Damn.
But he was still married.
Damn, this guy's the best.
At being the worst.
He's good. You're good. What's a cubic zirconia anyway?
Wow. I don't mean to laugh. I mean, it's good that you found out, but
right.
Holy cow, this guy had a lot going on.
How are the dogs? Good?
Oh, of course my dogs are good. They come first. Men are second.
Absolutely. Correct. I will second that one.
Dogs first, then second.
I'm loyal and I don't have to worry about the bullshit. And I don't have
BS.
To pay for them.
Right.
Wow.
So, roll.
So that was it then?
Also,
you ended it right there.
Well, yeah, and I had just bought a teacup chihuahua that cost me over $3,000. And
what do you do for
he
a living?
Was watching it.
Right. And AJ
I
wants your number. Johnny Rocket. You were the cheater?
Johnny Rocket. The burger place?
That's what I was thinking, burgers. I was like, wait, what is...
Sorry, Johnny? Wendy's once.
Johnny?
Always hot and juicy. Johnny?
You're killing me.
There we go.
Johnny?
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Johnny Rockets.
Just a little side story. I've actually been living in Florida for a year and a half, so I haven't heard you guys in
for a year and a half.
Oh, but he's been on the run.
Wow. So how's prison? Good?
Yeah. Well, it's good to be back. But my story is I'm on the other side. I was actually the cheater.
You are the cheater.
You're turning yourself in.
You're going to brag.
So, but my wife knows about it. This was my wife. So me and my wife, 2 years ago, we separated for about 3 weeks. We were just having way too many arguments. It was just bad. So I just said, I'm going to leave, and I'm gone. So I had an affair with my ex-girlfriend and out of New Haven. But my wife didn't know that's what I was doing. So I told her I was just kind
of
like...
What are the rules of separation? When you're separated, aren't you separated?
I think you're separated, yeah. I think you're good to go.
You're good to go?
We're still married.
You can park your rocket anywhere.
Oh, he says they were still married.
Yeah, if you're still married, that's technically still cheating?
Were you on a break?
We're on a break! You were Ross and Rachel.
She didn't want to call it a break. I said it was separation.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, there needs to be some rules there, I guess, some guidelines in between. You know, are we able to see other people or are we not able to see other people?
How long does divorce, for her,
we're definitely not able to see other people. Not for her.
But you were landing a rocket.
And you knew that?
And I kind of knew that, yeah.
All right. But you kind of knew that?
I kind of knew it. His name is Johnny Rocket.
Your wife should have seen this.
So I had the affair with my ex-girlfriend out of New Haven, and
she trained.
I told my wife that I was just hanging out at a friend's house in Bridgeport. So she believed it for a while until she, while I was gone, she actually had phone, not records, phone locations, because we had the same phone plan with Verizon.
Ah.
She called Verizon and told them, I cannot find my husband. I need to find him. I need, you know, I'm looking for him. I can't find, he's gone, he's missing, whatever.
Yeah.
So the Verizon lady was like, oh, let me help you. And I'll hook you up. This is where he is. So she pinpointed my location.
Unbelievable.
She found the rocket.
She bonded with the phone lady. And the phone lady's like, I'll help you, sister.
Did I hold up the finger? Like, oh, no.
Women stick together, man. I'll tell you.
I can almost hear her on the other line. Like, ooh, I don't think he's in Bridgeport.
I'm so sorry.
I get back with my wife. She says, so where were you there for the 3 weeks? I said, in Bridgeport with my friend Chris. She's like, oh.
I like how she asks and already knows the answer you're going to give is wrong.
Always.
Yeah.
Was she mission control?
I'm so sorry that that happened to you, man. I'm so sorry that that happened.
No, no. I mean, I'm the one that did it.
No, but really, the audacity of this woman to, like, give your information away.
You're the man.
Oh, the Verizon lady?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I should have her sued.
You should.
Yeah, you should have.
Right.
You really should have. That is breach of character or whatever they call it.
Yes. Exactly.
Breach of character.
Yeah, defamation of character.
That's breach of something.
That was a defecation of character.
But I think if she says my husband is missing, I believe that there's kind of a back door for that.
So your wife lied. Your wife lied.
Anyone would have said you want to find him?
I mean, technically, I was... Technically, to her, I was missing. To her,
she missed I didn't you.
How are you two now? Are you two good now?
We're married. We're still married. I have a daughter now with her. Yeah, we're good now.
Any future cheating plans?
No.
Okay, good. Just checking.
His mission's been scrubbed.
Are you still friends with Chris in Bridgeport? Because I imagine he caught some strays on this, and he wasn't even involved.
Not going to lie. With Chris, when I got with my ex-girlfriend, or when I met my ex-girlfriend, I introduced her to Chris. So when I left her and I got with my wife, I can contact my ex-girlfriend through Chris. So... Chris did get some backlash, and me and him are no longer friends.
Oh. Are Chris and the ex now dating or something? Like, how does I feel like this no. is a soap yeah, opera going?
Movie, yeah, yeah.
No, my ex girlfriend moved to Massachusetts with a whole other boyfriend, and it was all.
See, but how do you know that you're not going to do it again?
Well, for a few reasons. One, you know, I love my wife.
and I appreciate what she does for me.
Right. Plus, she's trying to cut your rocket off.
So, yeah,
not a rocket joke.
I'm the rocket. I had to bring the rocket back into the station. And
yeah, there's no scheduled liftoffs anytime soon.
Yeah.
This rocket is retired, right. And it's in the museum, and it's shut down.
Good.
The tip of the rocket has a little kick dent. You know,
it's now a shuttle.
But no, I also have a daughter. My daughter, funny story, was actually conceived about a week after I came back.
Wow.
Got this real quick.
You made up for that lost time.
Right. You got her pregnant in rocket time.
Apparently, Mr. Rocket didn't miss fire this time. The mission was complete.
Call back Verizon lady. Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
One small step for man.
It was my daughter. I can't really leave. I don't really want to leave.
Yeah, no, I got
and
you.
Plus, I love my wife. I enjoy. Plus, I have two stepsons with her. You know, we bought the house in Florida, and now we're trying to buy a house back up here. And
nice.
It's kind of like, it was so intertwined now.
That yeah.
It's great. Like, she's under my insurance.
Yeah, it's a whole different deal.
Who has time to do
it? You've got a good life. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no,
right.
Yeah, it's a good life. And, so yeah, I'm only 29, but I feel like I'm maturing, you know, a little faster.
A lot happened in 29 years. Holy crap! It's like 50. Yeah. Oh, really?
But yeah, that was it. And you guys have a great show, and I'm happy to be back to Connecticut to
listen
to you guys again.
Thank you.
And you guys start my morning off really,
thank you.
Really
thank you, Rocket.
Well.
All right.
And also, what I've been meaning to ask you guys, I've been gone.
I'm only on until 10.
Okay. I don't know if this is a touchy subject, so you don't have to talk about it if you don't want. What happened to Ashley?
She left.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, no, she got back from her wedding, and her responsibilities in the company changed, and she wasn't happy.
Okay.
And to her credit, she left.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. I enjoy your show. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Rocket.
Right. See you.
Oh, long trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Through this 23andMe and all of these tests now, we're finding out about a lot of cheating, right? All of a sudden, it's like, wow, you have 8 kids throughout the country. Like, these traveling salespeople and people who are traveling
rock
for
stars.
Business yeah. have left, like, just children everywhere.
Right.
Right? Are you finding a lot of that?
One actual case that we had recently... was involving like sperm donation and stuff like that, and finding that through 23andMe that these people were sperm donors that like wives and stuff didn't know about and have children all over the country and found themselves with the 23andMe. And so it's definitely a whole new like.
Wouldn't they all be sperm donors?
A whole new like game plan.
Right.
You know, of stuff that's what's going on. But just to quickly piggyback off what Johnny was just talking about, did you hear how detailed he was in everything he said? Like Chris from Bridgeport, his ex from New Haven. Listening to someone tell you something with all of those details, there's so much truth behind that. When you hear somebody talking about something and they're just so vague about it, that's a good indication about they're not telling you something.
Oh, really?
Mm.
So it's definitely it's little things like that too. Like, and people don't always necessarily do it on purpose, but when you're like, oh yeah, where were you Thursday night? Oh, I was just out with friends. Or, oh, I went to this bar and then from there we went to here. And then from there we went to here and I was with so-and-so and oh my God, I loved her dress. And like the more detail somebody provides, the more truthful they usually are.
Right, and they don't shut up either.
Jennifer completely trusts me however, she is, you know, not a stupid woman. And I was planning her surprise party.
Oh, yeah.
And I said I was in Fairfield, but I said I was in Waterbury. I said I had lunch in Waterbury.
Right.
And she was like, where'd you go? I was like, you know, stupid me. You got to keep it simple.
Right.
Okay? What's keep it very simple.
At least know a town that you're familiar with.
Right.
Okay. I was like, you know that place we went with Steve for dinner? That place.
McDonald's?
Many light bulbs went off in her head.
Oh, yeah. It was like a popcorn machine.
Like a Christmas tree. Yeah.
What'd you get? Who was there?
Asked me, what did you order? Okay.
She is a very smart woman.
Okay. This is how stupid I am. It's an Italian restaurant. I said, a cheeseburger.
right now just from remembering all of this.
Thank God there was a party.
Like, idiot!
No, no, it was really cool. It was, you know, the bun was made out of pasta. It was great.
It was a brioche bun.
Like, I couldn't even think this one out. Like, I'm going, why didn't I just say I was having lunch in Fairfield at, I don't know.
At pizzeria. Yeah.
Whatever.
That shows you, you're not a good liar.
Well, everything I was doing was out of character.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was...
You went home by a certain time and yada yada.
Right. Yeah. I did this with the engagement ring, too.
Right. Yeah.
I told her I was home. I texted, home. I drive to Waterbury.
That's not home.
Because that was where the...
Jeweler?
I met Mark Michaels.
Yes.
I get the ring... And now I'm driving home. It's 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to make it home.
Waterbury!
Right. And now I'm thinking of all these lies. Like, Waterbury curses me.
Damn you, Waterbury.
We say the same thing every time we have to go to Waterbury. We're like, oh not Waterbury.
From now on, I'm going to Watertown. I'm
like, see you in 9 hours.
Right. I'm like, she's going to get home before me, say, where was I? What am I going to do? Say, I was having a cheeseburger at an Italian restaurant.
Right. I was not buying a ring.
So, listen, if you're going to lie about something, at least try to do it well.
Yeah, you got to have your facts together. Yeah. The people who could do that easily are scary.
They're called politicians.
And when you catch somebody lying, call me. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. We got to have you back soon. We're linked
Absolutely.
Up to your stuff. Private investigator Christine Davis with Advanced Investigations. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.